This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, about Argentina, now undergoing a dramatic transformation from a status state where there was debt and poverty and overwhelming despair into a libertarian experiment to cut down on the size of government and to let the peso adjust, in fact, to dollarize eventually. Commenting on a photograph appearing in Reuters of a 9-year-old girl fetching fresh water from a hose somewhere in what looked to be a ravaged environment, imagining what it will be for her 30 years from now when her memories of this poverty, now reaching 70% for childhood poverty in Argentina, a rich land with educated people and good institutions once upon a time. And what is the risk? What is the dare? What is the hope of Argentina with Javier Milei, the libertarian, the man who looks to turn things around, but as Professor says, he has a limited amount of time to do it. Here's Professor Evan Ellis to comment on this photograph, this young child, 9 years old, her future, and the risk for Milei and for the region.
Well, this is why this moment is so critical, and it depends entirely on whether Milei is able to succeed, with this experiment or not. Because frankly, if Milei fails, if protesters bring in the economy, you have another wave of radicalism and statist solutions, and Argentina continues in this, then those memories of suffering become a permanent scar and part of the ongoing legacy of Argentina, as we've seen since De La Rúa and Duhalde, back at the turn of the century. However, if the Milei experiment works and Argentina's economy is dramatically turned around and you get significant growth out of this, and Argentina begins to attract the investment that it's seeking, showing the value of individual initiative and free markets and getting away from government subsidies, then these are going to be remembered as the battle days. These are going to be remembered as the time in which Argentina emerged from its darkness, and that will be looked back at nostalgia. Remember when things were that bad before we got to where we are today. And so at the end of the day, it's whether Milei succeeds or not will define not only the future, I think, of economic governance and the color of political power in Argentina, but also probably will have dramatic impacts on what is seen to work and what may be adopted or not adopted in the rest of the region in response to the grave problems that other countries in the region also continue to suffer.
More of this later.